appreciate that. Earned it. And this is what? May the 14th, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. Now, PC's got his own goal, and he's got a GPM of his own, and so forth, and you can find all that. And that's Routine 3M2, and that's a buttoned-up piece of technology, and recall it as a piece of technology and compartment it as a piece of technology. You're about to get 3N. And 3N, you are more or less doing at this particular instant. It's simply a stripped-down directive, Routine 3, which uses line plots and is as crude as prop up the HCOB May 12th in front of the PC and prop up the copy of it in front of yourself and use that copy as a line plot. And when you direct the PC's attention, direct it by number. Give me number 114. And the PC does so because PCs lose their place very easily. And the next thing you know, you've got the whole bottom of the thing having missed the whole top, and the PC's ARC broke, and neither of you know why until you suddenly figure out that he's missed. The auditor has to be very careful. The PC doesn't miss. And you don't check the goal, and you don't pay any attention to blowdown. You run exclusively by rocket read, and you just drop all these little bits and pieces. Actually, you're getting items almost as fast as you and the PC can talk. And it's about one a minute, and you can tear up a bank so fast it'll make your head swim. And the PC just does fine because he's not being plowed into it. And the only time you random list is when you can't get something to fire. You can't get the right item to fire. And the way you random list is you carry a spare piece of paper over to the side. You transfer the item number only to the piece of paper. And that is list number 132 or whatever it is, you see. And that coordinates back onto your line plot. So you don't write who or what would oppose something or other. You just write 132, whatever it is. And you just write the versions of it. And you write those very rapidly. You're doing remembered, so you do r/, see, r/d, something like that, you see. And the best you do with that piece of paper is simply put its date on it at the top, just to identify it, because it's going to be clipped into your auditor's report, don't you see? You've got to identify that piece of paper. You want to put your PC's initial on it, that's a little more thorough. And if you want to put a number on it, that's even more thorough. That is page number something or other, and you've got very proper administration. But that, in essence, is 3N. And what you want to do, if you want to know what 3N is just figure out everything that you can drop out of the lineup in order to discharge items. Everything that can be dropped out of the lineup to discharge items. And you just drop it out of the lineup, that's all. So it's just bow, 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 bow. Now, there's still one question which remains unanswered, and I will have to check it out this evening, and I haven't checked it out yet, and that is, do you even say, would something or other oppose? But I can tell you that that's only once for every pair. It'd be only when you got the terminal, and then you'd say, well, would Nix absolutably, whatever, not to re-stimulate you all, very funny. Mary Sue started a gag the other night that I'm afraid Scientologists will be up to for a long time to come. She said, it's absolutely fantastical how... And I said, absolutable, absolutable. You start too much of that thing, people who are standing around you who haven't been audited will start to wheeze and cough and cave in. These are dynamite words, man. But if you just figure out what you could drop out of the patter itself and still keep wheeling, just in the interest of speed, still retaining the fact that the items must be found, they must rocket read, and they must blow. Why, then you've got actually three in. And it's amazing how fast this can go. Now, remember at the Congress I told you 1 a minute was a goal, be a good level to hit for, and that it'd be very fine. We could run all these things very rapidly if we had it at 1 a minute. Remember that? Well, actually, that was a fairly accurate prediction. I hadn't done it as an auditor. I had seen it closely approximated while I was being a PC. But I thought it was scaled down and was actually putting the PC in a bit of danger for a while. There was no listing involved. There was no unburdening. And then I found out what was causing discomfort. Discomfort was being caused by the inaccurate line plot and the inaccurate statement of the word. That was what it was being caused by. In other words, bypassing items, you see, and not having the exact expression of the item there. That was what was wrong. And it wasn't the speed with which the items were being found. It wasn't the absence of random listing. You see? See how that added up? So, I've been making some tests now of this bow, bow, bap, 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 rapid man. And I have been hitting 1 minute per item and see signs now, because I just redesigned a line proc, because I was doing that writing. I was writing the items at 1 a minute. See? So I know that 1 a minute is easily achieved, because you get this mimeograph line plot. Why, of course you can, you don't have to write everything down there. And your 1 a minute also accounts for occasionally having to fumble, see? Something you didn't come quite right. And you fumble for it, and then you get it. And I found out a PC just comes up shining regardless of what the tone arm did. With this reservation, when the PC starts suppressing and the auditor doesn't discover that the rising tone arm is from suppression, then your rocket reads tend to kind of vanish, and they get very small. Now, the proper behavior of a rocket read is when the PC says the correct item, you should get a gee-whizzer. It should just be absolutely gorgeous, you see. Upwards to half a dial, you see, or greater. And then when you call it back to the PC, by the way, you don't say that rocket reads or anything, because you've already given him his item without reading it back to him. You'll discover that the PC will fumble on this one. So you tell the PC to give you this. The PC, you know, number 113, something like that. PC gives you number 113. You look at it, mark it on your line plot, and say, I'll now read to you the only rocket reading item on this list, or something of this sort. Forgettable, antastical. And the PC rocket reads on the thing, and you say, that rocket red. Don't even bother telling them that's your item. See, this that rocket red. Fine. The PC's happy about it. And then you say, who or what would oppose what you just got, you see? And the PC says it, because he's usually got his place on the line plot. You verify that's what he got. Says it. You get this gorgeous rocket read again. You see, you go through this 1, 2, 3. But you'll notice when the PC gives it to you, you shouldn't say it first, because it should come off a piece of paper or something like that. You shouldn't say it first, because the PC gets fixated on you. And when the PC says it, you've got a gorgeous rocket read. When you call it back, you should have a rocket read about half that size. And when you call it again, if you call it again immediately after, it just goes, th-. See, that's the way it ought to behave. So you start sweating around to make this thing rocket read again. And if it does rocket read again, then you bypass some items, or something is wrong, or the PC's in a big suppress, or something is all muddled up here. It bothers the PC for you to call it again. it bothers the PC for you to do so. So if you want to do so, you say, let me, I want to check the rocket reads or something. It sort of invalidates the item, don't you see? Nevertheless, you occasionally will call it again, and you will notice that that thing does follow that behavior pattern. Now, if it doesn't follow that behavior pattern as a rocket read, you know something is pretty awful wrong here someplace. The PC's on a big suppressed disagreement with it and that sort of thing. Or the PC has wandered off someplace or another and isn't giving you his attention. Now, that's about the only real difficulty that you run into. PC starts wandering. You very often will do this trick. You will say, I'll read to you the only rocket reading item on this list, forgettable, tantastical. And the PC says nothing, and the meter says nothing, and so forth. The thing to do is, do I have your attention? That one. Yeah, well, I'd already read the next five. So forth, you know. You say, all right. You say, all right, now, whatever it was, fantastical. And the PC, bang, you got your rocket read. In other words, you shouldn't first question the fact that the rudiments are all out, that the item is wrong, so forth. See, don't take that as your first one. Just take as your first choice that the PC just didn't have his attention on you, that's all. You'll find these things just blow, bang, 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 bang. You just opened up all the valves and steam's leaking all over the place, and that boiler's going to be flat very shortly. That's the score of this 3N. And you just be amazed how fast a bank bleeds down. Now, when you run into trouble, and you can't find the next item or something like that, the first thing to do is to find out if you're in the right place, not chivvy up the PC, because you've gone from forgotten to forgetting. You've missed about three-quarters of the bank or something like that. Very often, even a seasoned auditor will find himself sitting there running the wrong block of items. PC's made a mistake. You've taken a break. PC comes back. Page is folded some other way. PC starts giving you another block of items entirely. All of a sudden, you don't have rocket reads and that sort of thing. Well, there's a usual symptom that goes along with this, which you may have heard of, called an ARC break. The usual symptom is an ARC break, but even if there isn't an ARC break, there is one that is fairly reliable, is the PC feels sick at his stomach. When PC feels sick at his stomach, item have been missed. Got it? See? Stable datum. Or a bank has been missed. A whole GPM has been missed, even though you're getting rocket read. PC feels sick at his stomach. You've skipped. Skipped items, skipped a bank. You bypass things, in other words. If you really want a PC to feel sick, omit to find the goal to remember after the goal to forget. And start running to go away after you've run to forget. Give you an example. All of a sudden, the PC feels very queasy. You'll go on, you'll get your rocket reads. It's not running very well, but you'll get your rocket reads and so forth, and the PC will feel toward green. You'll feel very pale about the whole thing. I mean, if he doesn't ARC break, you better cross-check what you're doing. Now, the highway you're running is one of the best-marked highways anybody ever heard of. Far superior to English road marking. Far superior. I know everybody thinks English road marking is pretty good. They should see California road marking, particularly out in the desert where the signs have fallen into the sand. La Jolla, 18 miles. Death Valley, 3 miles. Signs all rusty and full of 22 bullet holes. That's usually. But the truth of the matter is that your highway is very, very well marked. Now, what you're doing is, in essence, blind flying. Blind flying. You're flying by instrument. You can learn to fly by instrument. And you will find one of these fine days when you've had a lot of these things run that you won't be running much by instrument. I just had the interesting experience just a few minutes ago of checking out a PC who was having difficulty, yours by the way, who was having difficulty in getting down the line, and I didn't blind fly it. See, I flew on actual perception, not of what the PC was doing, but my actual perception of what goes on. See? Now, I added this datum, PC sick at his stomach. Oh, no wonder Nick's forgotten would not fire. There's a forgotten up the line someplace earlier. There are RIs earlier. There are some RIs. I was plotting them out last night. There's this is not the beginning, this is the end, no end, DN, and so forth. I'm getting them all plotted up for you. And Susie went in revolt. She says, you're being the guinea pig PC all the time, and you get to look at all these things and that sort of thing, and I want a chance. Tonight I want to get finished through this bank, and she did, and so forth. And she said, I want to get back and take a look at the beginning of those vestibule implants and that sort of thing, plot them out. And by golly, we did. We got a whole hat full of them. There's not very many of them back there, but they're enough to really confuse the situation. They tell you that the end of the incident, you see, that this is the end of the incident, whereas in actual fact it's the beginning of the incident, see? And we plotted those out pretty good, and we got some beautiful rocket reads. So, of course, immediately just janking your PC into forgotten, Nick's forgotten, as a pair, of course, is bypassing all the vestibule implants. But you can do it. But here's a PC all of a sudden we couldn't do this with. You can do this without getting the PC very sick. It's all right, he can run. But not this PC. Something was wrong. Well, now, the reason you haven't found the beginning of the incident, the reason I hadn't found the beginning of the incident, starts several months before the actual implant. See, it's not the day before, as you would expect. You're captured on X noon, immediately transported, you see, and in 24 hours they've got you going to heaven, see? That isn't the way it is. That isn't the way it is. Apparently, you're kept around in cold storage for a while. And there's about a 6 months lag here of some kind or another. They backlog. All great insurance companies and great empires have a tendency to in-basket, out-basket themselves out of PT, don't you see? And you've probably been in and out-basketed out of PT, don't you see? That's about all the seriousness there is to it. So actually, the incident that you're looking for is several months. Probably differs. It does vary from PC to PC, you see, but it's probably several months ahead of the actual implants. And if anybody was silly enough to get implanted at the moment he was being picked up to being implanted or something like that, of course, you've got a forgotten or something sitting way up there. So you have to scout that sort of thing out. But that early sequence doesn't run like the implants. It all just runs like an engram, and that's why you're learning how to run some engrams. And even though you do have forgotten and something or other is occurring up there, you can still run those things just like an engram. Get the sequence of them, see? Get the guy to check them off. That's not the vestibule implants. They have to be run just the way you run them. Well, what would they be? They'd just be somebody saying it or something like this, don't you say? Key in of some kind. So you'd have to unsnarl that area. And then there's always the chance that you haven't got the first incident, that you've got the second series, or that the PC has as many as six or seven series. What a tough PC. He could go back through it that many times. See, there's always these variations. So you want to make sure you've got the first one and that you've got the first of the first one. And then you'll never have any difficulty at all. And if you do run into difficulty, then it's just the rule which I just told you. You haven't got the first of the first, that's all. Well, the funny part of it is you can cut into these implants almost any place and run a bank. That's what's amusing about it. It's very hard on the PC in his body. The easiest way to run it is find the earliest part of the incident and run it all the way on through to the first vestibule implant, run the vestibule implant, run the first goal to forget, don't you see? Do it all in orderly fashion, and it's like sawing butter on a hot summer day. There's nothing to it. It's not hard on the PC at all. But every time you miss an item, let us say your PC has an aversion to UBL and has suddenly decided that to make this absolute, and it's the only thing you can get to fire. It isn't what the PC decided, but the PC's just dead against it and something around, and all you can get is absolute to fire. See? Boy, you're going to hit the next bank, and the PC's going to be in trouble on that item, see? And he's going to have a lot of mass on that item, you see? By the time you hit the next bank after that, now the PC's got three times as much mass, don't you see? And you have much less chance of getting the right item to fire. And the next bank you hit, you're going to have much more mass, and the PC's going to feel every time he hits that item or area, you're going to hear, creak, That's how it gets tough. Inaccuracy equals tough running. You want to really pile up the electronic charge on your PC up to the stars? Just buy a few absolutelys and perfectlys, and you can sit there and suffer for the PC. The PC keeps saying no, no, you know, it's all no, no, you can't get Nix to fire. Very often you can't get Nix to fire. The PC, for some strange reason, has a complete aversion to Nix. And then the PC is very upset about why he has a complete... Well, he has it because it's in the implant. But for some reason or other, you can't straighten this out, and you can only get no to fire. All right, run it. See? Do your best, but only take what fires. Do your best. And know that about fourth, fifth, sixth bank you're going to be running, everything on the terminal side is going to start getting a little black. And by this time, however, you'll have enough charge off that the PC will have reformed his ways. And we'll start calling it Nix. And after that, why, it fires as Nix. But the PC will always, thereafter, have a little bit of trouble with the Nix and no and so forth, little black masses appear around. But this is minor difficulty. It's only major if you never correct it. Now, you must differentiate between the ideal and the workable. And you're going to move too far toward the workable or too close to the ideal. You'll err in choosing your route. It's almost impossible to choose it absolutely right. You'll err in choosing your route. A perfect run, an absolutely perfect run all the way, is attainable. It is attainable. But a workable run will get you there. I mean, one is absolutely, and the next is perfectible, and the next is superiorly, one is Nix, and one is no, and... Then the next one's the wrong item entirely. You just got a lock and so forth. It's very sloppy. But remember, it'll get you there. But the more you move from the perfect, that is the ideal, toward the merely workable, the more trouble your PC is going to have. Now, don't expect to run a PC without ever having any trouble. That is an ideal which is absolutely, completely unobtainable. PC picks up the line plot for the next session. You pick up the same zone. For some peculiar reason whatsoever, you run forgotting for half an hour without finding it out. And, of course, the banks are so charged up, and those root words are so charged up that anything will fire. That's the danger. And all of a sudden, well, if it's completely the wrong word, you've got no choice but to redo it. But, boy, that's trouble. That's real trouble. Because when you go over the bank the second time, you're in trouble. Anytime you go over a bank a second time without the whole thing and everything before it's discharged, you're in trouble. Now, for instance, you could do the whole first windling of the top op term wrong, but getting charge off. Finish it out to the bottom right. Then go back and pick up the first incident as an engram. Get anything that's implanted or talked about there, and then moved right on through to the vestibule implants there. Get all of those, and then correct the erroneous top opterms dwindling. Do that right now, and that would run much better. If you do that, however, you pretty well have to pass the charge down to where you are. For some reason or other, charge passes on these things. If an item is found in the wrong place, when put in the right place, it will fire again. When you've gotten the wrong item, when you get the right item, it will fire again. All of those are safeguards. So actually, everything would fire. Now, the whole GPM has some small fire on it all the way. You pass that charge down just by making the PC read the answers rapidly from his own line plot. You just ask him. You just ask him the question, all right, who about to pose that, who about to pose that, and he keeps reading you, bang, bang, bang. You're just back and forth, back and forth. You're not writing anything now. You just pass and charge. And you can correct all these erroneous items. It's known as passing charge down the bank. So therefore, you don't want to go too far into these implants on finding RIs. Get the first one, because that improves the PC's ability to confront. And remember, get the first GPM. Well, you really shouldn't be going much beyond that first GPM before you go back and find that beginning incident and get it all dated and scouted out and get the whole beginning of the thing figured out. And everything squared around and the vestibule implants and so forth, because that gives you only one bank to pass the charge through to the next bank. Saves time. So a good operating plan is to take, forget, blow the charge of it off, go on back, find the beginning months before, and move that right on through, totally discharged. Just clean up all that slick. Get that real straight. Get the vestibule implant. So this is the beginning, that is the end. The PC begins to understand all this. Now, there is something there to understand, but not these absolutables. We don't care if the PC understands this or not. They're just sound waves. Who cares? Electronic beams. You know, the Germans lost World War I, if for any other reason, by always shelling the crossroads at 5 minutes of the hour and 5 minutes of the half hour. And for the remaining 25 minutes of that half hour, you could always move traffic through the crossroads, you know? You know, they always were predictable. They had terrific predictability. And as much as anything else, that's what lost them the war. World War II, they had almost made an art out of unpredictability because they'd learned their lesson. Well, fortunately, the boys we're dealing with didn't learn their lesson, as far as this is concerned, and they are predictable. And either through the carelessness, cynicism, sloppiness, or otherwise, they have consistently and continuously repeated these patterns. Not only that, they've repeated the patterns of goals. I'm not saying they're different, didn't get different goal shifts. The patterns are the same. The only thing they've changed is the additional series. The only danger you face is that you've got a second series as the only series on the PC. And therefore, you haven't got the line plot for it yet because I haven't been through it and mapped it out. It's different. For instance, at that band I indicated on to have a game, where I indicated there that there might be some items there, I was actually getting the items from the second implant series. And there, the root word of the goal to eat, something like that, there's a whole band in there of eatable. Boy, they sure loved those ubbles, didn't they? And that eatable runs as a dwindling. But those are entirely different adjectives. The top, second dwindling, the formation of that GPM is quite different than the formation of the first series, what we call the first series. Now, your dating doesn't mean very much as far as I'm concerned, because it all rocket reads, but there are no dates in it that I can find any place. And naturally, it would rocket read. It has heavily charged and as significant an area as this would rocket read. But I just, for some reason or other, don't trust the dates. But go ahead and get the dates because they are indicative. They are indicative. You can use those dates to differentiate between whether you've got the PC's earliest implant. Now, I don't care what date you found, as long as it means something to the PC. Now, if you get the right date down to the hour and minute, it'll blow somatics all away. You know, the right date, digit by digit, will just blow somatics all away, right on down to the second. Only remember, when you're dating a second, you have to date it from a specific time of operation. You have to date it, for instance, from 5:36 today. See? Because the time you're taking to date, you see, you got 40 seconds. Well, you no more than got it out of your mouth, you see, than it's 42 seconds, 43 seconds. The clock is going on. Now your minutes go wrong. Your minutes go wrong because the second type crosses 60 on the seconds. Of course, you had an additional minute. And what's weird is you can blow somatics off those minutes and seconds. That's the only point I'm making, which is the only thing that gives me any confidence in the date at all. I know then that the date that is changing because of the advance of time, not because it's a strip in the implant that somebody reads. So the keynote of dating is ago. Now, if you date as though the date is in the implant, even though the PC reads you a strip, this is a very common phenomena. Thetan is always mocking something up to read back to himself. If you're dating for a series of numbers, they aren't any place. Remember? Even though the thing's got them on a strip. And dating is just an over and under proposition of getting the gross order of magnitude and then approximations, and then dead on. Like artillery. You gun spotters. They fire over, and they say it's over, see? Fire under, and they say it's under. And then fire a little bit over, and then a little bit under, and then they hit dead on. And that is the way you date. You try to miss the date. You try to miss it over, you try to miss it under, see? You get so fixated you forget that in dating you're trying to miss. So you want to go over and under and over and under, and a little more over, you know, so you go well over, well under, little over, little under, dead on. Now, when you've got a bracket between, let us say, well, let's take some finite number, 5,000 and 10,000. You want to know if it is about, you see, you found out that it was less than 20,000, you see, and that it was greater than 1,000. That's your wide bracket. Now let's narrow it down. And finally, by this narrowing, we get a difference of 5,000. We finally find it's less than 10 and it's greater than 5. We finally find this out with our dating. See, we can work it up to this line. And then we say, is it about 6? Or is it approximately 7? Approximately 8,000, you see. Approximately 9,000. Well, you got approximately 7,000, see? Now we want to know, is it greater than 7,000, less than 7,000, you see, because it might be 6,900. And you find out it's slightly greater than 7,000. Now is the time to go into your next digit. See, now you get your hundreds. Now, if you want to know, you want to know, is it more than 500, less than 500, you see? Less than 7,500. You don't have to keep repeating this other number all the time. And you finally get it. Now, one of the things that spoils dating completely is the fact that PC all of a sudden rips the date out at you. And if you're not on the ball to write that down, you ought to be shot, because the PC can stand being pawed at with an e-meter just so long, and he said, oh, well, I'm a Thetan, I know. And he gives you, oh, it's 17,865,734,762, bang, and 32 days and 5 hours and 17 seconds. and it all reads on the meter, you know, bang, bang. You get a blow down. He's had somatics, everything else. That's the date, man. Don't keep pawing around with it. You be on the ball to write one of those things down when he hands it to you. And you write it down. You've got it, man. That's the date. And don't discourage that. And you very often get protests from a PC if he doesn't give you the date. You say, is it greater than 5,000, less than 5,000? The PC says, well, actually, it's less than 5,000. You say, oh, it's greater than 5,000. I get a read on greater than 5,000. PC now begins to read on invalidate, suppress, and fail to reveal. So you have to keep them talking, see? You have to keep your rudiments in a bit on dating. Otherwise, you get mistakes. Have you thought of any date? Are you having any disagreement with that date? No. Well, no, not really. Actually, I thought it was 234,000. 765 was the right figure. You haven't even gotten to those yet. You can almost count on this as a mechanism if your PC is well in session. You haven't squashed him completely. So dating gets spoiled. The fine art of dating is always being upset by the PC's recognition of the date. But that's highly desirable, that recognition of the date, because when he does give it to you, it blows a stream of somatics. And zoom. I can't find anything in these implants that resemble numbers. There are no numbers, there are no dates, nothing like that. I can't find anything in them. But I still question it. See, I still question it. I'm starting to accumulate a little bit of evidence now, but apparently the two series are not just a trick sequence. See, a trick sequence, you know, it'd be typical of the situation to say, well, this is when you were implanted at 43 trillion, and then this, you know, 5 seconds later, is your implant at 17 trillion. And they're quite similar. Well, I'm still prepared to find something like that, but apparently evidence is accumulating to the contrary, that they were different. And what keeps the Thetan so loused up in this, all these implants, what keeps them so fouled up from one end to the other, is the fact that all of his own facsimiles have been pulled into it. It's one of the marvelous, most marvelous groupers that was ever invented, and is about the only grouper of that magnitude that the Thetan has anything of on the track. It is a real, honest-to-God grouper. Now, he's on facsimiles pull in, so you send him to the top of the stairs, and he's got railway stations, bus stations, escalator, department store, escalators, everything, dirty stairs, clean stairs, green stairs, pink stairs, and they all are sort of a dirty gray, and he can't see them, and they're shifting, and he puts his attention on anything, it shifts, and it becomes something else, don't you see? And you say, go to the top of the stairs, and he finally gets the stairs, rather easily, most times. He gets the stairs, and then if he can just keep these other stairs from coming in on him, why, he's all right. He's got the stairs, and then it gets easier, and other things blow off. And the more charge you take off, the easier it is for him to orient it, because it's that charge which just makes things collapse. Now, it doesn't matter. A Thetan gets wild ideas about these implants, and it's very easy for the Thetan to read far more complications and far more treachery into these implants than actually exists. I know that's funny, because, boy, the treachery couldn't have been greater. But he can read more in than actually exists. And there's that to safeguard against as an auditor. He says, well, actually, I was lured into this store, and I had been very active in something or other. And the reason, and they had been out gunning for me for some time, and the reason I was implanted with the goal to spit was because I'd advocated the Chew Tobacco League, and so on, and they wanted to get even with me, and so that's all for the birds. And you can just not bother to tell him about it, but just work him until he gets a straight idea what it really was all about. And the more goals you discharge, the better idea you'll have. Confront comes up mechanically, not by the amount of confronting done on the bank, but by the amount of charge removed from the bank. Confront is proportional to the amount of charge removed from the bank.
not to the amount of confronting done on the bank. So you could spend an awful long time getting the PC to confront this bank, because this, of all things, has interlocked charge, and nothing else has interlocked charge except the GPM itself. And its charges aren't interlocked this way. They're not interlocked savagely this way. 3M2 is actually quite easy and quite pleasant compared to anything you're running here, but all of these implants lie directly across any hope of freedom or getting better. I've seen these things in one fragment or another in PCs now for many, many years and didn't really understand what this was. You can also get a better idea of their technology than it is true. You can get a better idea. You can think their technology was better than it was. Probably it worked out this way. Some scientific whiz-bang figured out the wavelength of a thetan, see, and he figured out the wavelengths of various articulate thoughts and figured out how to pull a thetan out of his body with actual messed energy wavelengths. This is probably what he figured out. A high-level technical society, you see, make Cape Canaveral look like a child's toy pond, you know. But he figured this out. There was a big figure out. He made a breakthrough of some kind or another on this. Probably done from a highly messy level. And then knew intuitively that there was something about grouping. And knew that the way to get somebody confused was to tell them two things slightly out of phase, which were contradictory. And then didn't know any more than that. And you will inspect a line plot, and out of your knowledge of Scientology, you have a tendency to try to correct that line plot. See? What is the proper gradient here, don't you say? What would fit in here, don't you say? The difference is you're now smarter than they were. See? Similarly, knowing Scientology, you can read more plot into what they were doing than is there. Now, as far as their knowledge is concerned, their knowledge probably ended with this datum. They had personal experience on this, so this datum was common data. This was known by the man in the street. Now, when you kill a thetan, quote-unquote, kill, see, he immediately goes out of his ruddy ed and goes on back to base and picks up another body, and in a few weeks, while you're meeting him as the machine gunner in the spaceship, see. And now he probably has a lot of technology, having been killed by you. You see, he probably knows something about it. And therefore, he's twice as mad, and he's very revengeful, he's very dangerous. So when you kill an enemy, this is the problem. How do you prevent consequences when you kill one of the enemy? How do you prevent that consequence? And this was probably serious enough as a problem, and has been as a problem on the whole track for a very long time, that it caused them to invest enormous scientific, brains. They invested enormous scientific brain skill, research, finance, weaponry, and so forth, into solving this one problem. And that was the problem they were trying to solve. They didn't know life as a whole or the origin of the universe or anything like that, but they knew this problem. So they went ahead and solved this problem. And they also had a sequence of dramatization sort of a thing. They knew something about a gradient scale. They knew something about that. And they figured it out electronically until they could get an articulation of thought on a conceptual level, something like that, although I'm prepared to find that it's simpler than that. All right, now, when they kill somebody, they provided means to pick him up and capsulize him and transport the capsule of all things to an implant station and put him over the jumps. Everybody, when first goes into this, thinks he's walking, you know. In walking, his body's charcoal way back there someplace or another. But he hasn't quite lost the illusion, don't you see, of having a body. And he's put on something like a theta trap, or the capsule itself is sent through, don't you see. He's actually let out of something and is onto a pole, and the pole rolls through is really what happens. You'll see the single monorails on the Vizios. You'll see the monorails of the poles, and the fellow thinks then he's walking here, and he's walking. He ain't walking anyway. He got a pole. The pole move a few RIs and then stop. See? And wait for a few more RIs and then move again. And so you get these funny things, and it goes downstairs in the first series and through trunnels in the second series of implants. Anyway, their technology level is quite interesting to inspect. And at first I was prone to upgrade it. But I think it is awesome in the field of weaponry and awesome in the field of knowledge of energy. But I don't think it was too good in the knowledge of life. I think it's full of holes. Otherwise, you wouldn't have found this duplicative sequence. Okay? They had the problem, however, of having to do mass implantations. So they just laid it all out on the drawing board, and that was the way it was. And maybe somebody blew up these implant stations at some time or another, and somebody had to lay them out again. The plans weren't quite as complete now, and they laid out a different series of RIs. That's about all that happened. And they put it all below ground. They left nothing above ground and so forth. It rather betokens the fact the place was possibly bombed at some time or another. It was hit. This, of course, you know, is just on top of a mountain and hasn't anything to do with what they want you to believe, a floating island in the sky, which is what I thought it was at first. Anyway, to give you any kind of a rundown about this, it's just enough that I was just giving you data. When you yourself have perceived quite a bit of this, you find it much easier to pilot a PC through it. The only point I'm making with you. And your activity right at the present time as an auditor is comparable to blind flying. But you have a very accurate meter, and you've got an excellent line plot, and you've got... that thing was really hell to come by, but we got it. And that's right down the line. There's a couple of little errors in it, in that original one. They're mostly typo, rather than otherwise. There's someone who never... actually, that wording contains is. Someone who is never ing. That's a bright wording for that. And then there's another one down a little bit lower on the op-term side. It's importance. And it's actually important says, and so on. Not many errors in it, but they're typographical type errors. They're not plot errors. All right, and having that material, and the fact that your PC will proceed through it willy-nilly, and knowing why a PC won't proceed through it is you miss something, knowing the symptoms of that, why you can navigate this thing. And the navigation of it is repaid by the fact the PC's confront comes up and up, and it's easier and easier to navigate. And the toughest part of it, of course, is the start of it, always. And after you've been over the jumps and through it and been over a few of these goals and that sort of thing, why, I'm afraid that your sneer level will be well up because so on. It's kind of shocking when you first run into bits and pieces and parts of it. You know, you kind of go, and your face goes all radiation burn or something like this, and you, no, and so forth. Well, I guess that's the way you expect it to feel. And I've been through that, you know, the ghastly feeling, oh, no, these are implants. My God, how do I tell them? You know, this kind of feeling. And what am I going to do now, you see? And I realized after about 24 hours or something like that, well, that's the way I'm supposed to feel about them. So the devil with it. And all of a sudden realized that we've been presented with a silver platter on the keys to the secrets of the universe, just there, bang. Because what it do? It gave us common first goals. It took away all of the scrabble at the beginning of an intensive. And in actual fact, when you get good at this, when you really get rolling hot at this sort of thing, you'll be able to take PC at the beginning of an intensive and run something like a bank a session. See, This is how far technology has moved on up the line, you see. And you know how it has moved, and you know what a difference it makes. And I'm awful glad you went through it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a good reality on what there is there to climb. I'm glad you went through it. The thing is a problem, as I say, in blind flying at the present moment, but it's not the type of flying that goes into the deeper and deeper dark. It goes into the more and more light. And eventually, why, you'll be proof against all of its shocks and twists and turns and confusions. And it's sort of horrible auditing the thing, actually, when you first start in. And you haven't got the bank run, and you're running it on somebody, you know? Particularly that lousy bank forget, you know? And you say what the hell was I saying, you know? As an auditor, you know? But that's gone fairly rapidly, too. And you'll strike it occasionally on other goals. It's almost a progress by the square. It's not a lineal, a gradient progress, you know. It's a progress that's very steep. You take a look at somebody who is only a short time ago, has had this and that. They've been creaking around one way or this, and they run half a bank, see? The viewpoint shifts on the thing. You run a full bank on something like this. What you don't hear is what it was like before. You're up against the old phenomenon I remember talking about back in 49, trying to figure out, why didn't anybody ever thank you for running one up? And then Graham and I said, well, it's negative gain. It's gone, you see. And in view of the fact that his difficulty is gone, he's no longer dwelling on it. So I call this negative gain. So he, therefore, is very often less appreciative than he should be, you know. You just get through making somebody a first goal clear or something like that, and the ARC break on you, you know. And why are the ARC breaking? Well, you're trying to find the start of the next goal or something like that, and you miss an item. And you feel like saying, oh, looky here, what the hell is going on around here, you know? Do this for you. You haven't done anything for them there. That's gone now. On this side of stuff, always collect your fee in advance. Anyway, it's not true that people don't appreciate them. All of a sudden take a long backwards look at this. Hey. This guy's really done a job on me, you know. Well, now, one of the things that you have to keep track of as you're going along the line is the fact that a withhold at this level or running these particular incidents is no longer good enough to clean up a session. Now, you bring the PC's tone arm down at the beginning of session as part of 3N with pulling some missed withholds. But you straighten out the session at its end if the PC feels rough at all with either overts or OW. Because the PC actually feels pretty bad for having chopped you up when you're trying to do things for him like that. And that's buried. And that is what is wrong with a PC who stays ARC broke. He's had an ARC break. It startled him out of his wits. He didn't realize he was going to ARC break. You miss a couple of items, or you get something backwards or something like that, or you distract his attention when he's all worried or confused about something. And the ARC breaks, bang, and he surprises himself more than he surprises the auditor. And by the end of session, he is well cognizant of that as an overt. And if you don't get an opportunity to pull the overt aspect of those ARC breaks off, you make a PC pretty confounded miserable. Because he actually knows that he's acting like a heel. And it weighs on him. I mean, he tries to justify acting like a heel, and all kinds of things go on along the line. PC's inevitably ARC break, but give him an opportunity to recover from it. And the best recovery on it, as a general process that we've had for a long time, is general OW. If you just got to run it as a process. But in actual fact, if you just hunt and punch around on what have you done in the session, you see, and have you done anything in the session, you see, you tried to make anybody guilty in the session, and all of a sudden the PC is quite relieved to get these off if the auditor isn't accusative in asking the question. And the PC straightens out then. The PC feels much better. And the PC will snap back to battery. Invalidation of an item, invalidation of suppression, and in suppressions of items and that sort of thing, leave somatics on the bank and so forth. And whereas you think it would be ideal then to run midroods on every item that you find, no, I'm afraid that would hold up the parade to such an extent that it would ruin the PC. So therefore, you have to be alert to the rudiments going out. And the PC inevitably feels he's being harassed. Why does he feel he is being harassed? Because in the incident, he's being harassed. And he transfers the incident mood to the auditing session. He's being confused and harassed, so he thinks the auditing session is going confused and harassing. And there are characters around who won't be audited anywhere close to this. And you're going to run into them. You're going to run into them. They're not going to come near this. They won't be audited on any part of this. The only thing that saddens one is just realizing the fellow with the hand out to him of freedom from all this is simply choosing, shudder, to remain in the darkness forever. That's awful grim to me. But as far as my policy is concerned, you do all you can to get them audited. And when it starts to amount to time which could much better be spent on people who will be audited, at that time, you forget them. You just let them go along with their goal to forget. Savvy? Don't pull the religious gag of the wandered sheep is more precious, you know, than the decent person. Don't pull that gag, see, because it actually has caused enormous trouble and has been a terrible stumbling block for the church and so forth. They spend any quantity of time, you see, trying to get back this wandered sinner, you see, back into the fold. And they turn around and some wolf ate up the flock. That's no good. Socialism's doing the same thing. You pay any quantity of time to the indigent bum, you see, who can't work, isn't worth anything anyhow. And, you know, you give him big pay and you take care of him, you give him housing and so forth and so on. He won't work and he won't help anybody. He won't do anything for anybody. But you just spend all of your legislation, all of your finance, all of your planning and so forth taking care of that one guy, see. And then you look around one day and the guys who are working and the guys who are carrying the load are just worked to death and they just fall with exhaustion on the lineup. Well, that's not workable. And I'm not talking about this, whether this is decent, indecent, right or wrong, nice or not nice. I'm just saying that it isn't workable to spend too much time on somebody who won't be processed. Now, there's one thing. You cause an ARC break through an auditing error, I'd invest quite a lot of time to straighten that out, see? But how about this guy that you're just spending time on trying to get him audited, see? At some point, give it. Okay. Person has a certain amount of choice along this line. That's my advice to you about this particular problem, because you'll continuously run into this problem. You'll have somebody on staff, we won't be audited, won't be audited, won't be audited, won't be audited. Oh, I don't do it, oh, terrible, I think it's all terrible and so forth. Oh, I don't know. Oh, well. Spend some time arguing about it, by all means, but don't be late for any other buddy's sessions. See what I mean? When people all of a sudden realize that that is your policy, they won't be quite as retreative. They won't have to be coaxed quite so hard. There was somebody raising the devil down in Australia the other day. He was going to sue the organization because it had run three goals on him and hadn't found all its RIs.
Oh, come on, man. I've survived worse than that any day of the week.
So I don't know whether to handle the situation, but I'll tell you what I did write him. I said, "You be good or we won't audit you again ever." Always remember you're in the driver's seat along this line as an auditor. Always remember. Down deep, a person knows. All right. Well, now, I've covered a great deal of ground here. I wish I had a few more hours of lecture after a few breaks and so forth to cover some more of the ground, but this is rather hard to do. I want to give you some sort of an idea of this at all, and I have giving you just the bare bones of technical essentials which you need to carry on at this exact moment. The speculative horizon with regard to this sort of thing, let alone actual data we've had, but the speculative horizon, you see, just stretches out there. You ever been on the Pacific Ocean? You look an awful long distance on the Pacific Ocean, and you find space, you know. The speculative horizon is like that. It's way out, man. Boy, I mean, we've collided. We've collided with data, which is highly debatable as to whether it will be popular or unpopular. And I'm afraid I have to go along with the first foundation decision I made back in 1950 when they had that board meeting and told me I wasn't to research on any more past lives. I don't think they ever did get that end of the building back together again. The bricks are still cracked. And I said, well, psychology and other activities in the field of the mind have always had a large eye on popularity. And they would actually throw away materials which didn't agree with things. They throw away the things which didn't agree. And that's why they've not come up with any answers. They consult this thing of the popularity of a datum, the acceptability of a datum, and have therefore compromised truth. So you either accept truth or popularity. Now, this leaves you with only this problem. How do you present, then, if you've resolved that far and got your mind settled in, how do you present the truth in its most acceptable form? That's the problem you're left with. And that probably require a lot of talk about. I could have lectured to you today on the probable source of the human race, the probable origin of what has been known as religion on this planet. Now, that's grim. That's a grim subject. That's a mighty unpopular subject. That's upsetting to one and all. Now, we have the argument, just because there's been a false heaven with implants on it does not mean that all heavens are false. You see, we get that immediate argument, because if we say heaven, somebody's going to think Nick's heaven. Then if we say Nick's heaven, there is no heaven, immediately we're going to get the op term in restim, and everybody's going to say there's heaven, see? And so forth, and I think we should follow an impartial attitude. It says it doesn't mean matter whether there is actually a heaven or a not heaven. You see? We have our own views on this subject, or something like that. Now, how did you get on this planet, and why, and what were you before you came on this planet? We could also give a considerable talk about this, although not too much data is known on it now. I have more than a good idea of what happened and why you're here and what you were, and then, therefore, what the character of Earth has been and why its history has been this particular way. And a lot of things are falling together. And you ever watch one of these animated cartoons where they have a broken-up candy bar or something like that, and it suddenly assembles itself?
You see all the parts come in, you know, like that. I'm looking at this huge vista, you see, of infinite numbers of pieces to the puzzle, with a good alignment of this that we were all doing on, and we're doing fine with this alignment, and we had these pieces, and we could be absolutely sure of these, but where did it go over there, and where did it go? Well, we better not pay too much attention to that. Let's get these pieces here, and so forth. And what's happened to us is horrible. I picked up a piece over here that said GPM. I worked out the various mechanics of the GPM, as they actually exist on the whole track. That's perfectly sincere work. That is not an implant. And then started to move this piece into the puzzle, and we all of a sudden got this cartoon assemble. Everything started racing in toward this puzzle. I could no more stop it now with barricade. I couldn't stop it, see? This puzzle is just sitting there assembling, see? It's going click, 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 click. And it's embarrassing. I'm sitting here with the most unpopular data imaginable, you see? I feel like saying, hey, don't you realize I got to talk about this? You know? Well, that's our problem. I imagine we got this problem for some time to come. But remember something. They're just, regardless of the embarrassments in this, regardless of this or that, I mean, I can look around right now and realize there's even embarrassments here about this and so forth, you know. Regardless of all that, there's diamonds and jewels falling out of this of great price. And you needn't ignore those because they're very, very important. One of them, first one you saw was, well, everybody has a common first goal. Bang! There went, Lord knows how much indefinite auditing. See, it just went, just like that. All right? There are other things like that happening. What we've got here in the field of dissemination, I don't know quite what it means yet, but it's certainly a 132-carat, 64-faceted cut diamond, blue-white. Because nobody ever had a common denominator of dissemination before. Common denominator of dissemination. Well, people get wilder on this subject than anybody you ever heard of. I imagine that to the end of our lives, we'll never hear the bricks stop being thrown on this subject. I imagine that we've started an Armageddon of sorts in the field of thought, because this thing is going to have concatenations. This thing is extremely painful to some people and extremely exciting to other people. And some people say, gee, you know, gosh, you know, really, hey, I knew it, you know. And he goes off in this person experience. Every time the old man picked up a strap and so forth, told me I was never going to go to heaven. I knew it, see? I knew there wasn't any such place. Yeah. But those Scientologists are right, you see? And some other person who has gotten a big send from religion, you see, and has actually benefited and has gotten peace and quiet and so forth from existence, you know, and so forth, they're going to say, well, those people are absolute barbarians, savages, and blasphemers, don't you see? Oh, man, I don't think the brick dust is going to settle for a long time on that one. I don't think it's anything that you could trap. I mean, I don't think you could stop it. I don't think we any longer have the power of saying, all right, this data is going to be held as confidential. We're not going to talk about that. I don't think we have the power of doing that. We could probably withhold it. We could try to withhold it. We could do something other at considerable consequences to ourselves. I don't wish to risk anybody on those consequences, so the devil would. What does it mean? I mean, I could lecture to you for a number of hours on the subject of what does it mean, this last few days, you see, of releases one way or the other. It's a culmination. It's the automatic assembly of this and that. Well, it sure means an awful lot. It sure means an awful lot. And I assure you, people can do it, and at St. Hill does turn out good graduates, you know. You've got a new instructor now. And stand up a moment, Ann, and say hello. Now, Ann got, we make good auditors, ACCs and St. Hill and so forth. We sure do. I take full credit for it. And bad auditing, take no credit for it at all. I mean, but Ann walked into 3N just on the last 24 hours or something like this and just got the briefest of briefing and so forth, and sailed in on Reg last night and ran 132 RIs. That's your first session? That's her first session. Pretty good, huh? So it can be done. I'm not saying where have you been. But I'm saying that's pretty good. So it can be done. So freedom is in view. This is something that then is doable. You can do it very easily, very well. The finite end view of it is right in sight. You've got certain technology you've got to learn and so forth. But I would say that a Scientologist did not need too much grooving up on what we're doing right this minute in 3N. If Anne, as good an auditor as she is, can take a very brief momentary breathing, oh, this is how you do it, and sit down and find 132 RIs on PC in her first session of running it. And I tore through a bank here in the last few hours of auditing and straightened out a bank and got Mary Sue up to first goal. And so forth. So I'm saying, well, now there's your got her up to first goal clear and shining and so forth. And so I now have done it using the exact tools that you're doing and you were using. And reality is growing on this thing. It's getting easier. It's not quite as difficult to do. It is simpler to handle various PCs with it. Your PCs are not as hard to handle with this as other things. It's not as hard on PCs. All this thing is culminating into the fact that we've got what? Well, we were saying perfectly happily we'd spend, I don't know, quite a few hours to first goal clear. See, we were happy to spend that. And we counted on a few more goals and the person would be a lot better off and so forth. Man, do you know what we're looking at right this minute? We're looking at about 250 hours to OT. It's another piece that has suddenly fallen in line. You were a pretty hot article before you ran into this, until you went to heaven. You were pretty good. You knew you lived more than once. You could transfer bodies at will. You had a lot of tricks. You were rather prone to be combative. Actually, this is, you were way up already compared to where you are now. Therefore, one returns a Thetan to a wiser and better state, which is a fantastic gain. You see, you'll know a lot more now with these incidents cleaned up than you ever would have known if the incidents had never been received. And although what time you've spent since you received them may have been hell, not a pun. You can make a better Thetan. I mean, the guy is better off. The guy has more experience. He has more direction. He'll have more judgment, certainly. His experiential track has been improved, and then he suddenly is able to cash in on his experiential track. So beings such as we are dealing with right this minute have never been seen before in this universe. So this isn't just a patch-up of the old. This is a new kickoff of one kind or another. Now, whether those guys that did this are still around, whether that empire is still going, or whether our own empire is still going, these are questions we don't know. And probably won't know for some weeks. Thank you.